All right, now I got visions in my head. We got to move on. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lions Pride Tavern podcast number 372. Tonight we talk about our raid, Amir Drasil, and classic SOD. But before all that, let's start off with introductions.
I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft.
Next up is Lorelei.
Hello, it's Lorelei, your Night Elf Fury Warrior.
And Mac is with us.
Hey, it's Mac, and apparently I'm a terrible gatekeeper.
Uh-oh.
And Mrs. Mac is with us.
Hi, it's Mrs. Mac, and I gave a grandchild a driving lesson today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were the key master. He was the gatekeeper.
Oh, yeah, no, not even going there. Nope. This was his mess. No. Not involved. It was
did give me control of the guild for a little while today. That was I gave it back.
Smart man.
I just wanted to make sure all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed. She was a little
and they were, weren't they?
Yes, they were. She was a little flustered. But she still has a request out there that cannot be fulfilled unless people talk to veteran or higher in our guild, but that's fine.
Whatever. It'll make them say, hey, how do I do this? What is this? And then someone can help them.
No way. Help no one.
Dude, don't make me come up there.
Uh-oh. I hear frying pan. Boing. There we go.
It's a good thing you guys love each other.
Oh, yeah. She loves me to death.
Oh, we're yeah, driving up there with bond money.
Yeah. Well, how is everybody this week?
Let's see.
You gave a driving lesson?
Yes. We'll discuss that in a minute. I found out I'm the Easter Bunny this year.
Oh.
Because
I like playing with her fluffy tail.
Mommy has to work tomorrow. Daddy is in Fairbanks because he drove a train up and he has to rest X many hours before he can drive a train back. I'm doing the Easter Bunny this year.
And how many Easter Bunny kids of age do you have?
Well, there's only the two littles that I have to worry about. The bigs.
They just want the candy.
They just want candy and a grocery.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I mean, you got a couple of them on the spectrum, so it's kind of hard to explain sometimes that, you know, this is for the littles. But yeah, we'll get through it. Did not color eggs. I am not that stupid.
Yeah, we had five grandkids over last night. Well, disaster happened in the guild.
Oh no!
Oh,
this sounds like a story.
I invite people to the guild, and I just do it. Hey, if you're interested in a casual type guild, blah blah blah. You know, feel free to join us. And I get a lot of people. And so I had a bunch of people that messaged me, and I invited a few people to the guild. And one of them, I wasn't even paying attention to his name. Right click and invite. Hey, welcome, blah, blah, blah. And first thing that comes up on the screen in guild chat is, hey, I'm so-and-so. And then he goes off on this weird tangent. It was like, what in the world? Then I look at his name, and it's like, oh. Even for me, that's inappropriate.
Oh, whoops.
And it's like, all right, I'll give them a chance. I've got one tune that is questionable. I probably they'll probably make me change the name if they ever see it. But anyways, I was like, all right, I'll give him a chance. And within 5 minutes, there was inappropriate stuff going across. And I was like, dude, and it just kept going on. It's like, all right, guild kick. I have never guild kicked anybody before. And I had to guild kick him. And then a couple other people got upset about that. And they were starting, and then stuff started appearing in the public notes on people's. I started catching that they were putting public notes on everybody in the guild that were just completely inappropriate. So I ended up kicking two more people out of the guild.
Oh, wow.
I hope I got them all. I got three of them.
Well, that just you know, goes to show you that there are still 12-year-olds out there.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, I don't think it was even 12. I think it was an adult that was, anyways, acting like a 12-year-old.
Yes.
But, it's frustrating. I mean, it was just like, you know, hey, guys, you know, we're a nice inviting group of people. We're a
family group.
Yeah, we got younger kids that sometimes come in the channel with us, and you know, and I get a little, I mean, I hop right on the edge, sometimes step over a little bit, but this was just completely.
Oh, this was a full-fledged jump and leap. This was a triple jump.
This was the deep end. So anyways, sorry guys. For anybody that's in the guild that's listening, I apologize if you were on when that happened. But anyways,
everybody's got to realize that
there has to be done.
Yep, there are people out there like that in the world. The time has changed. I mean, I had some issues at work with a younger employee that, you know, it's just learning about their culture and how they feel about things. It's like what I said was not even close to the way they took it, but they're of that generation that it has an entirely different meaning.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you got a pretty thick skin.
Yeah.
You're married to me.
Oh, yeah. Not as thick as your skin, but, you know, I've got a pretty thick skin, but it was just like, whoa, back off, stop, you know?
Well, it's easy. And, you know, the whole age of the internet has made it easier for people to say inappropriate things because they know you can't track them down. There's no, I mean, look at all the, what is it called? Swatting, you know, and it was, you know, there was that one guy up in Canada doing it, you know, it's like, my God, you know, I mean,
those damn over Canadians, a video game. No,
well, the thing, it was all over a stupid video game. You know, it's like, really? Come on. Yeah. You got your butt beat, you know, take it like a man instead of you getting your participation trophy, right? You know? Yeah. So
it's just, no, we love having everyone in the guild. It's just, we love to have people join us, and it's fun to have new people in there, but I mean, and we can have fun. We can joke around and, you know, say things that HR would probably not approve of, but, if there's something that HR would see and go, oh, you're fired right now, probably not a good thing to say in guild chat.
Right.
just Even for Mac future reference.
What was that?
I said, just for future reference.
Okay, I bite my tongue occasionally, I know.
Yeah, I know. You have to. You're married to me.
Yeah, you know.
I
the ring, bring, it burns.
I bring small people over all the time. And then, well, I'm like, what in the name of Sam Hill was I thinking?
You gotta look at it as just because you have an opinion doesn't mean other people want to hear it.
Right. Right.
You know, and I don't think this newer generation just doesn't mean
it has to come out of your mouth. You can think it all you want.
To, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm used to people disagreeing and being able to discuss things, and people just go completely bonk.
Difference, Mac, is that they don't discuss.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't align with them and what they're thinking, then it's, you know, hate speech, or it's inappropriate or hateful, or you know, it's like, this, oh my God,
this was definitely hate speech. And yeah, his character's name would have been associated with hate speech. And I, like I said, I didn't catch it. And then when I looked at it, because it wasn't, it's not completely spelled out. You know, it's got some different name, different characters. Then I looked at it, it was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Well, and that doesn't belong here.
I was dealing with tiny terrorists.
Well,
one
it doesn't.
Who had to go home? Oh. The 4-year-old made the mistake of dropping an F-bomb in front of Grandma. Then he did it again. Grandma got soap. Grandma called Mom and said, he's going home. And she said, yes, ma'am.
Oh. Yeah. Well, and you know, I have to admit, it's like when my son was like, you know, he's 28 now, but when he was like, I want to say six is too old for a car seat, right? He was still in his car seat, okay? And I pulled up to let my wife out at the grocery store, just right up front, and she jumped out because she was just running in to get a couple of things, and I was going to circle the parking lot, and then I'd see her come out, and I'd go pick her up. Well, I pulled up and let her out, and the guy behind me, instead of waiting, went zooming around me, and I went, you effing asshole.
Bleep.
I just went, you effing asshole. And my son in the back is now going, you effing asshole. You effing asshole. I was like, those are daddy's words, not yours.
Well, this is what happens when you've got, you know, his oldest brother is 17.
Yeah, so, exactly. 18, he's going to hear it.
He's heard it, and we don't like
it. His mother likes to drop it, and, you know, I've heard her drop that, and I'm just like, no,
you've heard me drop it.
Yeah, but in front of the grandkids, not when they're around.
You know, the worst one was my mother. Now, this is our first child. My wife and I, you know, we're new parents, and we're trying to think of the best way to be parents. And my mom comes over and she goes, well, what words can he say? I said, well, he's got a pretty good vocabulary so far. And this truck goes by and she goes, look, there's a truck. And I was like, mom, don't teach him anything with the uck word. No bucks, no trucks, because it doesn't come
frogs,
out right.
Trust me, because frogs can come out like that. I have a granddaughter who did that one. Yeah.
It just, being a parent is probably the best thing that has ever happened to me, just because of all the great memories, you know.
Mrs. Mack took the oldest grandson out vegetable picking one time. There's a, you know, that you can pick your own stuff, you know, vegetables. And she went up to the pastor's wife with a grandson, and he was going to hand her some zucchini. And he goes, here's your bikinis.
Well, my son used to say garjib instead of garbage.
Oh,
that was my
4-year-old. The 4-year-old who is the youngest. He likes to crawl into your shirt and say, pretend you're pregnant.
Nice.
Pretend you're going to survive through the night, little man.
Right?
Well, you know, little Missy will be lucky to make it to her 6th birthday in 17 days. She shows me her iPad, and she's got some characters on it, and she points to one. This one is you, Grandma. Okay. It's really old. I gave her the look of death. Well, it's just old, like you. And I continued the look of death, and she said, she's not old. And I just looked and was like,
I was like, you're right the first time.
Conversations I have with my grandchildren. Oy.
Yes. Kids are Kids are, how do I say this? Kids are, they're not cruel. They're exact.
Kids are funny.
They're exact.
Kids are funny.
Yeah.
So that's been my last 36 hours. How about you?
Yeah, well, I still have my issue, but I went to a vascular specialist.
Yes. Yes.
And he walks in and goes, I'm wearing my boot that they gave me when I sprained my ankle because it helps me. I mean, I, at the end of the day, my foot is not, it still hurts, but it's not, it's half of what it hurt before. Yes. Half of what it hurt before. So, he goes, take off your boot, take off your sock. And he grabs my foot and he just kind of feeling around. And I think he was feeling for the vein, you know, so he mm-hmm. can feel the pulse. And he goes, yeah. So your CT scans, they're not always that accurate. So you do not have PAD. you just need to make sure that you know, it all starts from your heart. Just make sure your heart is healthy and keep it healthy and you'll be fine. And I'm like, okay, but that still doesn't answer why my foot freaking hurts. So now I got a whole slew of another doctor's visits with the orthopedic person. And I'm going back to what I originally said. And if it does come down to the fact that it's because of my sprained ankle, I'm going to go ballistic. Because I told them, as an engineer, I've been an engineer for years. As an engineer, I just can't see the coincidence of me severely spraining my ankle and then having an ankle problem.
Right.
On the same leg.
Right.
And you know, they're wanting to cause all this. I mean, yeah, I got great insurance. My wife she works for the state. She has great insurance. So I can see them going, hey, they got Blue Cross Blue Shield. Let's just run a series of tests. Yes. Right. And that's what I'm thinking they're doing. But, you know, there's no way to prove it, but whatever.
It's like me smarting off to Mrs. Mack and waking up the next day with a headache. I just, you know.
With the knot on your head, yeah.
See, and that's something.
He was standing there with a frying pan. I don't know what happened.
I dropped
insurance
it.
Is quite the thing. And I have to wrestle three insurances. Because Mac is still working, and I am retired from the state now because I hit my retirement age, but I'm still disabled according to the insurance that I took out. And then the federal government said, yes, you are disabled. And they said, we're going to give you Medicare. They did not tell me they were going to charge me $500 and some odd for 3 months of Part B, which I do not need. So now anything that is done at the hospital, in the hospital, not the emergency room, has to go through Medicare first. Then it goes to Max Insurance, and then it goes to mine because he works and I don't. But my insurance is...
Heard it here. I work and she doesn't.
Yeah, and my insurance is freaking amazing because it's a state retiree insurance.
Sure. Yeah, good insurance. Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, and then you wonder why we have problems with nobody being able to afford to buy a house.
Yeah.
I am totally honest. I don't know how these kids nowadays. So one of my engineers, he's a nice kid. He's the same age as my son, and he has this dream to own a home. And I'm just like, do you understand how much a home costs right now? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, really? You're talking $600,000-$700,000. I said, do you realize that roughly the way you figure your mortgage is about 10% of what the house costs? So you're talking $700,000. And this is a month. You're going to pay $7,000 a month for your freaking mortgage payment. Yeah. And what do you make a month? $3,500?
$380, yeah.
Yeah. how are you going to do this? And he's like, I'm going to sell more Pokemon cards. Okay.
I don't think so.
It's unless something changes, I don't see how it's affordable. You're going to go back to what I call generational housing. This happened in Germany a lot. Multiple generations lived in the same house, and it's just passed down, because it's the only way you could afford a home, you know? So I'm just going to give my house to the kids and let them live here.
There you go.
You know, what else can you do? You know, there are places that are cheaper. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I've heard, don't know if they are, but they probably don't have any jobs there.
I've talked about moving some place like that when I retire, but then it's like all the other things, the issues that Mrs. Mack would have there. It's like, eh.
Okay, the first thing you have to realize is that if we move out of state when you retire, I lose my COLA, cost of living allowance, which is about 25%.
Like, yeah. I said, we're never moving.
Yeah. So, and then I had to text Lorelei this week to ask her what our favorite pizza place was called, because we have one of our valet kids is I don't know if it's his girlfriend or his wife, whatever, significant other, is going to med school in not Norfolk, it's just north of Norfolk. What
Newport News, Hampton, you know, Chesapeake, Suffolk. Those are the bigger cities.
Yeah, I don't remember. Those don't sound right, but it doesn't make any difference. He's really close to Norfolk. And so I was like, oh, hey, if you're going to go to Norfolk, you know, you gotta go to this pizza place. And he goes, well, what's that called? And I went, I'll find out.
Actually went there, had a birthday.
This week.
And so I don't want to get into my medical issues, because like I love my doctor. I love her to death. But every time I go, she finds something else wrong.
I know, right?
Like, stop it. So we went there. We went Monday. Yeah. And I thought about you, and I told Bill to take pictures of his food and send them to you.
Oh, yes. I saw that. That looked amazing.
Oh, my God. I've been trying. Because, you know, you get a big bunch of people, and we're all sitting there, and everybody's like, hey, you want to try this? Because the portions will blow your mind.
Yes.
I mean, they bring out a platter, and there's a piece of meat on it, and it fills the whole platter.
Yep.
I thought this was some kind of flipping 1.5-inch steak that was covered with gravy and onions. It was chop steak. This thing had to weigh 3 pounds. And I'm like, wow, that was actually really good. I never thought to order that on the menu.
So how are the prices, though? Have they gone up quite a bit?
Well, all right, like one pork chop with 2 platters of sides and a salad costs, I'm going to say maybe $15.95.
Well, that's not bad. That's
pork chop you eat on for amazing.
Days. Right?
You will eat on this pork chop for days because it is the size of a restaurant quality ribeye steak.
Right.
You know, that you might pay $32 for at some other place. I mean, you might look at the prices on some things and go, well, like, oh, you know, it's $23 for this pasta dish, but it's in a flipping big bowl.
Right. Yeah.
And you've got pasta for four days.
Yeah.
Yes. So divide that and you're like, hey, you know, I can eat on $10 a day, you know, right. Still have leftovers. So, yeah, I mean, their prices are really good for what you're getting, I think.
Cool. Yeah. I was wondering about that because he didn't put what the prices were, but. You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, I agree.
I would probably get it. Yeah, I'll screenshot that.
Yeah.
It may be an older menu, and they may have gone up some.
But still.
Everybody's had to go up some.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, I love the pork chop. It's freaking amazing. And it's the kind of place that now Phil and his group of friends, which I'm friends with some of them, they bowl. So they go there after bowling And they have their waitress. And I go there usually like late afternoon if I just want to get an early dinner. And so I have my waitress. And it comes in and it's like, oh, is this what you want? Okay, yeah, I got you. And so both waitresses were there at the same time when we all got there. And I'm like, no. She will take care of me. She's my waitress. That's my waitress. Y'all can have your waitress.
Yeah, it's going to split the tip, yeah.
Yeah, it is a great place. It's definitely a local. You know, most people that come in there are local people.
Well, so my engineer took his girlfriend to dinner across the street from the hotel, and it's a place called Revelry, and it's a great restaurant. It's always busy, but it's expensive. It's not cheap. They, you know, and it's not real high end food. You know, I mean, it's good. It's got great flavor. He had like what they call a double chicken sandwich. So it's just two chicken breasts.
Really
in a sandwich,
low-end food, right?
Yeah. And then they had a pizza, and then she had pasta, and it was $107 for the two of them.
Ooh, what? Lord!
Wow!
I'm trying to think of a restaurant. Well,
for Alaska,
right?
That's like we going do to have McDonald's a restaurant that would charge that price, but you're going to get the best flipping steak you have ever put in your mouth.
Well, and this is good food. Don't get me wrong; it's really good food, but. When you're paying like $18 for a pizza, and I'm talking a pizza, it's probably 13 inches is all.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's so not
personal pan pizza. For
yes, exactly. So, but it's really good. It's wood fired cooked pizza. I mean, it's got some great flavors on it, but they're all, you know, it's not like you're ordering a pepperoni pizza. You know, you order a pizza and then it's some weird stuff on it. You know, like chili oil and, you know,
oh God.
Stuff
just
like that.
Pepperoni on a
right?
pizza. That's fine.
But my favorite over there is their what they call Japan chicken. And it's an appetizer, but it's $18.
See, that is
an appetizer.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the theater that we go to on Sundays, they brought back potato skins. We get about maybe 6-7 potato skins on the plate, but they're charging $13 for that.
Jesus.
It's like $13 for potato skins? That's crazy. I can get a meal for the same price, and that's the appetizer.
You're cutting, you know, $8. Well, not even $8. It's like $4 worth of potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, scooping all the good stuff out.
It's the wages they have to pay to keep people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do know that with movie theaters, because I tried to open one. I do know that with movie theaters, all the ticket sales go to the movie. Only way they stay in business is by selling the food. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
what
at
pays
their
everybody
prices.
Else.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, an $8 movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, I won't even go to a regular theater. I'm not paying. Well, I don't even know how much it is now. Is it like $12, $13,
$14? I haven't been to a movie.
I haven't gone to a full price movie.
Leg, your firstborn, and the deed to your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I can't even tell you the last time I went into a real. I think I should. I was in shock because it was over $10.
The last Marvel movie was the last time. No, was it the last Marvel movie? It might have. Yeah, I think it was. The last Marvel movie is the last time I've been to the theater. And what has that been? 6 years ago?
I saw Knives Out. That was the last time I went into a regular theater. I'm looking that up because I'm like, you know, I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah.
You know, your movie's reminded me. There's an old movie out. It was called Undercover Blues. Dennis Quaid and Kathleen Turner. They've been trying to find some place that'll stream that. No place has it on stream.
Oh, I know.
I love that movie.
Well, now there's a lot of these. The new movies are coming out, or not new, the older movies. You can rent them, but what a waste.
I can't rent it on Vudu. I mean, I checked every place.
Yeah.
It's just not available.
And trust me, we've got like 98% of the streaming services, which this week I will be going through and seeing what I can condense. Mac, you may have to deal with ads.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, see, I don't like the ads either. I'm there with you.
Do you know that the movie I'm talking about, Favre?
What is it?
Undercover Blues.
That it sounds familiar.
Really familiar. Yeah.
That's the one where there's the one guy in there is a my name is Muerte. Hey, Morty.
Oh, wait a minute.
The guy fights him in an alley when he's holding his baby.
That was, oh, yeah. Damn, why can't I think of his name?
Dennis Quaid, oh. Kathleen Turner. I can't remember
Kathleen
the name of the guy.
Kathleen Turner. Was it a, Bruce Willis. Was he in that one?
No. It was Dennis Quaid.
No, it was Dennis
Kathleen
Quaid.
Kathleen Turner. Yes, I think I have that on my shelf somewhere.
I'm gonna have to get the DVD and get a DVD player, which I don't have.
Right.
And
you do.
I do. Okay. Anyways, just to watch it. We were joking about that at work the other day. I was telling people about some, and again, most of the people I work with are younger than my kids, so it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like you can YouTube some of the scenes, and they were laughing at the scenes. It's like the movie's great. Over the top spy stuff, and I can't find it anywhere.
Oh,
what was that movie you had me hooked
prices.
On the other night?
One.
I don't know. We were sitting there.
Oh,
I was
Black
trying. Ray? Yeah.
I have a tendency to start watching things, and then Mrs. Mack gets hooked on it. It's hilarious. Stupid movie, what are you watching? It's like, and then she just sits there and you can just see her eyes glued to the screen.
I like finding
movies
stuff.
Movies are over $15.
Oh, yeah.
Dolby at one place is $25. I would never pay $25 to see anything.
I've been watching on Netflix. They got that new series out called The Three Body Problem.
I saw trailer for that.
Watch it. It's good. If you're a gamer, if you're any type of a gamer, yeah, you need to watch it. It's pretty good.
Netflix, have you seen Somebody Feed Phil?
No.
I've seen it on there, but I haven't watched it.
Phil Rosenstein, he's the guy who, he's the producer for Somebody Raymond. What was it?
It was a comedy thing.
Yeah, it was comedy.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, anyways, he was a producer for that show, and he's got six seasons now of this food show called Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh, that's all I need is another food show. We have to watch, Top Chef, and then the stupid when they fail, and they get kicked off, and they get to try to return. I have to watch all those, and every time I watch them, I want to go in the kitchen and start cooking.
Oh, I do too, but Somebody Feed Phil is totally awesome.
Different. He goes all sorts of places and tries all kinds of weird stuff.
It's not like Andrew Zimmerman, but
he doesn't count. And Andrew Zimmerman doesn't count. Okay?
Bizarre foods, come on.
Yeah.
But
I was going to say bizarre foods, yeah.
And he's funny, and he makes these facial expressions. Oh my word, I wish I could do those instead of just the look of death.
All right, well, guys, we've talked for 30 minutes
really
of nothing but World of Warcraft.
What is this World of Warcraft thing you speak of?
Yeah,
right,
that happens.
So
you got the world if you don't want to get older.
I like that, Lorelai. The world if you don't want to get older. All right. Anyway, let's jump right into classic SOD, Mac.
Welcome to classic.
Classic SOD. We had grandkids over last night, and I did not sign up for the raid this week. So it was. I came on later and was listening in the raid. It's a holiday weekend. There were a few people that didn't show up, so they grabbed some people from outside the guild to come in and help out. So basically, they pugged it, and I'm sitting listening in, and it's the boss before the menagerie. I can't remember what his name is. But they were doing, and they had a mage that was with them that just bailed from the group, just quit, or got disconnected, whatever. He dropped Discord, then dropped the game. And I was in, it's like, hey, bring your hunter along. It's like, there's a reason why I haven't been raiding. I'm still trying to get some stuff up with him. So I joined in with my hunter. He summoned me. And we got the boss down that they were trying to get down. Which I, it's a coincidence that I joined. There was no, I was not the reason they got the boss down, but it did go down. And then we went on from him and went on to the menagerie, which is, there's four different mobs. You've got to do different things to, you got to kill them all at the same time. They all have to die within just a certain amount of time with each other. And we almost got them down several times. But just didn't quite get it down. I think they're going to try to go back in tomorrow and do it. One of the people expressed in the guild chat they were a little frustrated that some of the people were not out DPSing or weren't putting out more DPS in the tank, and it's like I understand.
Yeah, but correctly. you know, you got the people that. You know, that's part of what we do is, you know, yeah, we're casual and we like helping people because where do you go? If you're not the best, where do you go to just, you know, raid? You come to the Lion's Pride Tavern.
Yeah. You can join Mac and watch Mac on the floor.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I understand. I mean, it is frustrating sometimes not being able to finish it. Our Wednesday group has cleared the raid. The Saturday one, I don't think we've cleared it yet. The last couple of weeks, I haven't been on Saturdays. I've been kind of slammed. But, you know, we're having fun. The biggest thing is having fun and learning. As long as you're progressing, that's the biggest thing. And we've got new people that come in every week. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be one of the top raiding guilds on the server in I love everyone that's in the guild, but I mean, if you need to move on to another server, or, I mean, not another server, but another, you know, progression guild or another guild that's, you know, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to hold you back, but yeah, you know.
We do want to see that, but at the same time, we are an inclusive group, so.
Yep. Well, cool. So, did you play in SOD, Mrs. Mac, or not? Or you had kids, right?
She logged on long enough to give me the guild leadership of the guild. And then
regretted it.
Yeah, well, you know, then she logged on later and I gave it back.
Okay. Because of all of the stuff that happened, he's like, okay, you need to do this, 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 and this. Okay. I went and did this, 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 and this. And then he says, but the lower people are not going to be able to do this, 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 and this. But this is what you told me to do. So I gave him the guild thing. And he said, oh, you did it right. And I'm like, no. Sherlock.
Too funny.
It is what it is. You know, I can never make her happy. Like the honeymoon. I just, you know, I'm sick.
You brought a friend and a keg of beer.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't say what I was going to say, but, you know.
Yeah. Screwed up on that one, Mac.
I should have brought up. Never mind.
All right. Well,
the
that
bears
sounds.
Are coming out of hibernation, you know, and they're hungry.
Yeah, I saw a post on Facebook, and the guy opened up the door to his backyard, and there was, you know, bear paw prints in the snow, and he's like, "Oh, it's that time. They're awake and they're hungry."
And
I was wondering
Matt,
why she ordered extra bacon.
You've been saving your bacon grease. There's a reason.
Mac, if you wake up in the morning and you smell like bacon grease, Go take a shower, quick. Don't go outside.
Well, the only interesting thing at work is the sow. We have a blackbear sow that has been living on property at the railroad for many, many years, and every other year she has a set of cubs. And then, you know, in the odd years that she doesn't have cubs, she has the teenage bears that, you know, last year's cubs.
Poor woman.
And they get into everything.
Oh, I bet.
And so that's when you really, because they're really unpredictable. It's like, and they'll run under rail cars, and I've had them pop out 10 feet in front of me and like, oh, hey, I'm, you're bigger than a German Shepherd.
Right.
So yeah, that's this spring. We'll be having fun with that. So. I've decided this year I'll be working in equipment all year. I'll let somebody else work ground.
There you go.
The advantage of being the foreman.
Right. Well, anyway, what I was going to say, guys, if you want to join us for Classic SOD or if you want to join us for the retail raid, by all means, jump in our Discord. The link is in the description. We're very happy to take anybody and everybody in. Just remember, like we said, we're a family guild.
Almost anybody and everybody.
Yes. We're low key. No drama. You know, we're just here to have fun. That's what the game is all about, is to have fun. So let's see. Let's move right along. Lorelei, we raided. I didn't raid Friday, but I raided Saturday, and Saturday was just an achievement run. But
yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that was
I thought.
Fun. Yep.
So give us a recap of Friday.
Okay. Well, Friday, we decided that we wanted to spend some time on Fryax so that we could get more chances for people to get the legendary weapon. And we're really close to getting to the end anyway. And Tyndryl, we tried last week. I think on Friday getting in, and it was really hard. So we started with Fryak normal and got through that. And then we spent the rest of the night, which was like 13 more tries, to get it done on heroic. And we were able to work out the laser lines, which was a new mechanic. And they weren't as bad as I thought they'd be. I thought it was going to be something completely different, but it's like, oh, we've dealt with this kind of line stuff before. I think we were just a little overwhelmed with just the damage amount that was going on. And we didn't have a bigger group as we normally do anyway, because it was getting to be the holiday weekends. But we stuck it out. We had 13 wipes on it, but... let me see what was the best. We got him down. We got him into phase two. And I think our best amount was 57%, it looks like. So, I mean, I think we, for a first time on that boss, I think we did a really good job. We got
Good.
Yeah, first phase down. The second, yeah. I mean, for a last boss, that was a great job.
Very
so
cool.
We're going to get back next week on that.
Yeah. And then Saturday.
Yeah, we just went in with normal and decided to do achievements. We didn't have a big group at all. And we just had fun. We got all the way to Tyndryl. And we did get that one down. The last pull. We ran late. For that run. But I think what we're going to do is try to get the achievement for Fryak next week and then continue in with the raid. Because, we got two pets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know we could get pets for some of the achievements.
I didn't either.
So I'm like, whoa, look, I got a duck. And I don't know what the other one was. I didn't really see what it was.
I don't know. But I died to saluting the duck.
I was so afraid I wasn't getting it because I didn't have it on a macro, so I had to stop.
and oh, type see, it.
I pre-typed it in, so all I had to do is hit enter. But if I, you know, and then I had to select the duck.
The slash.
Yeah.
You saluted
a duck.
A duck. Yeah. We had to save a baby deer.
Yep. Well, we had to. We had to get turned into a duck first. Then once we became a duck, everybody had to salute the duck.
Yep, salute the duck. Oh, okay. You have to do all kinds of weird things for achievements.
I think they're running out of ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that was so, I was afraid I didn't do it right, was when you had to fall asleep at some point in the fight, and then as a ghost, you had to look for a butterfly that shows up.
Oh, yeah, that butterfly. He was huge.
Yeah, it was big, but it was like, okay.
And it kept throwing those balls out.
I just stood near the spot and just kept trying to fall asleep because I was taking damage, and I'd wake up.
Well, it kept throwing those.
I did it once.
It was throwing those balls out, and the balls would keep knocking you back.
I almost got knocked off one time because I saw those balls, and I'm like, are those normal? I don't remember ever seeing
I don't
balls,
have, yeah,
I'm usually
right?
in the front. So it's like, if that's what happens in the back, I don't know what the heck they're dealing with. It was fun. Those were really nice achievements.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and sometimes you need nights like that.
Yeah, well, it was just a carefree... Let's just have fun.
Yep. Just enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Yep. So that was amazing.
Yep. And that was our weekend. So we're moving right along. We've just, you know, we'll get Fryak down. We just have to get through whatever it is that we're having trouble with in phase three, because phase one and two we've got down.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got it. And then we'll have to go back and do Tendril. Which I think that was just a lot of damage going around. That's all I remember about it.
There was a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, and that you know, I mean, that's pretty much all we do, guys. We raid Friday and Saturday nights, and then we have SOD Saturday usually, and then Sunday, right?
Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. So if anybody wants to join in, by all means, jump in our Discord. The link is in the description. There's also a link for helping out. And I want to thank everybody from last week or the week before, whenever I said it. We've had quite a few donations come in. And that's all I'm asking for. It's just that we had one guy give $6 because he literally didn't buy his coffee on Tuesday. His $6 coffee.
I love it when they do that.
So I thought that was great, you know. And then we had another sale in the store.
For you.
Yes. And we had another sale in the store, which that helps out too. Yep. So I appreciate that.
I need to go back to the store.
Yeah. I haven't looked at it in a while.
So, I've got the apron. I got naked with the Lion's Pride Tavern. And then I have regular aprons with my saying. Now go have some fun and make something wonderful.
She just needs an apron that says, I got naked with Mac at the Lion's Pride Tavern. You know?
Okay. You drive the kids home and we can talk about this.
All right. Now I got visions in my head. We got to move on.
I'm sorry. I'm in rare form tonight. I'm just like... I took the boy driving. Oh my word.
She's still recuperating.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on. I hear the music. It's time for Lorelei's Pet Battle Minute.
Hello, pet battlers. Spring showers bring April flowers and new deals are blooming. Freshen up your collection and savor sweet savings during the World of Warcraft spring sale through April 8th. The Spring Supreme Pet Pack is raining cats, dogs, and more. Throw an adorable pet party by inviting all 17 World of Warcraft pets in the BattleNet shop to your collection for up to 65% off. If you already have one or more pets from the Spring Supreme Pet Pack, The pack's price will automatically adjust to reflect only the missing pets. The pet bundle is only available on the web shop, not the in-game store. And a tisket, a tasket, grab your Noble Garden baskets. From April 1st to April 8th, the Noble Garden event will be live with a new pet to collect this year. This year, the new pet of the lovely duckling is available, and this pet is cageable, so you might want to consider farming it to put up for sale on the auction house. Ooh. And as of this podcast, we don't know how to get this pet. But with new quests and a new mount, the Noble Flying Carpet, we may or may not have to use eggs to purchase our new ducky. April's trading post will be open for business. Complete activities to fill your bar at the top of the Traveler's Log found in your adventure guide, and you'll receive this month's bonus reward, Aura, the magical baby duck pet. And if you haven't figured it out, April is the duck. There are no additional pets for sale this month, but you can purchase the Dreadwake mount for 800 tokens, the Savage Blue Battle Turtle mount for 500 tokens, and the Delicate Silk Parasol toy for 200 tokens. On the Realm leaderboard this month, moving from 12 to 10 is me. Moving from 8 to 6 is Mommy Dearest on Tetherhalt. Number 3 is Devondi, and 2 is Theo. We are still trying to catch up to them. Hopefully we will. And as always, keep working on your pet battles, collect your pet charms and leveling stones, and don't forget to stop by warcraftpets.com to update your collection and have a wonderful week.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's just amazing that of the Realm leaderboard, 3 of our... because is Devondi... a member of our guild?
Yes, Devondi's a okay. member, does not raid with us, but is very active, is always on.
Wow. Four of the top 10.
Four of the top 10 now are us.
that is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Max Gold Making Tips.
You're listening to the Goblin Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
Hey, everyone. You know, this week I tested skinning an SOD for making gold. You know, and so far, one of my favorite locations to level while skinning is in Thousand Needles and Shimmering Flats. Most of the mobs there can be skinned, and they drop medium to heavy leather. You know, there are several mob quests out in the area, and most of those mobs are skinnable. So it's a popular place to level, and there's also usually a bunch of mobs just laying around waiting to be skinned. And even if you aren't leveling in this area, it's still a great place to gather medium and heavy leather. You know, medium leather is currently selling in the auction house for about 1 silver each, and medium hides go for about 3 silvers each. So spend a couple copper and upgrade them to cured hides. You know, heavy leather is selling for about 2 silvers each, and heavy hides go for about 19 silver. You know, phase 3 is dropping just around the corner, and thick leather will be easier to farm. You know, currently it's selling for about 7 silver each, and we'll see what happens when the next phase launches. You know, try your hand at skinning this week, and I hope you make lots of gold doing it. If you have a special gold-making spot that you'd like to share with our listeners, a suggestion, or if you have a question, you can leave me a message on the Lions Pride Tavern Discord or email me at Mac, that's M-A-C, goblingoldcast@gmail.com, or you can contact me on X at goblingoldcast. You know, I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music, Hot Rock, and Schaefer Bates for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. We'll talk to you next time. Now go make some gold.
Very cool. Well, next up, Something Wonderful from Mrs. Max Frying Pan.
There's Anna cries out in the night, growing restless, longing for some dietary company.
You say that and you're not sure what I'm going to say.
That's true.
Hello! And welcome to this week's Mrs. Max Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I can help you get rid of your holiday leftovers. So Easter is over. You have all these hard-boiled eggs, leftover ham, potatoes, and whatever else you made. If you were like me growing up, you wanted nothing to do with egg salad after Easter. Fridays during Lent were no meat, none, zip, zero. It was always fish for dinner, egg salad or tuna salad for lunch, and of course, cold cereals in the morning. Now that the holiday is past, you really just don't want any more egg. Well, I have stumbled across what appears to be a great little recipe that is quick and easy, and I'm going to have to make it with the leftover ham tomorrow. I cheated this year and did plastic eggs, so I'll have to hard boil a few. So here it is. Ham and eggs au gratin, courtesy of closetcooking.com. No sponsorship implied, given, or whatever else I'm supposed to say. For this, you will need 4 hard-boiled eggs, 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of flour, 1.5 cups of milk, 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan, 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of parsley chopped, and if you don't have that, honestly, I don't think it's going to make a difference. Salt, pepper, and cayenne to taste. You can bet your bottom dollar I'm leaving the cayenne out. You're going to need 12 ounces of thick sliced ham. I'm hoping that the spiral sliced ham that I got for tomorrow will work. For the topping, you're going to need 1/4 cup of panko, 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese, 2 teaspoons of melted butter, and paprika or cayenne to taste. And again, I'm leaving out the cayenne. You want to peel your eggs and slice them. Melt your butter in a small saucepan over medium heat and let it froth a little bit until it just starts to turn a golden brown. Sprinkle in the flour and cook while whisking it until it again turns a light golden brown, about 2 to 3 minutes. Add the milk and simmer while you're whisking until it thickens, again, about 2 to 3 minutes. Mix the Parmesan, mustard, lemon juice, and parsley if you're using it. Season with salt and pepper, and if you have to, use the cayenne, and remove it from the heat. Place the ham in a greased baking dish. Top it with your sliced eggs, followed by the sauce, and then a mixture of the panko, Parmesan, and butter, and then optionally, you can sprinkle paprika or cayenne on top. Bake in a preheated 400 degree oven until the topping is a light golden brown and the sides are bubbling. Takes about 8 to 12 minutes. Now, you can also prepare this ahead of time. You just don't put the topping on. You get it all set up, you place it in the fridge. The next morning, you pull it out, put the topping on, and bake it. Folks, that's going to do it for this week. As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips. You can find me on the Lion's Pride Tavern server on Discord, or you may reach me via email at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast. That's MRSMAC Goblin Goldcast at gmail.com. Now, have some fun and make something wonderful.
That does sound pretty good, especially with leftovers, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got littles and you do the tradition and you hard boil the eggs, I gotta tell you, when I was growing up, I was so sick of egg salad and tuna salad and fish. It was like, okay, then comes Easter and you've got hard boiled eggs. And you're already sick of them. Yeah.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft Fafford News. WoW tokens are at 278. They are creeping up a little bit each week. So, you know, get them while they're down. They're still down low. This week's bonus event is Time Walking Dungeons, the Legions. Yeah. Love those Legion dungeons. And Noble Gardens starts today on Monday. The Dark Moon Fair starts on Sunday. And then the March of the Tadpoles start, well, it's only on one day. The March of the Tadpoles is only on Friday. So April 1st, Monday, what can I say? April Fools. Don't forget your pranks. My favorite one is putting a rubber band on the vegetable sprayer on your kitchen sink and then pointing it towards somebody so when they open the sink. It's my favorite. But anyway, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for coming to the podcast. This is great. We had a great podcast. We're running just at an hour, so that's perfect. And, you know, everybody have a wonderful Easter. By the time you hear this podcast, Easter will be over, but we record right before Easter Sunday. So I just want to say happy Easter to everybody. And, you know, don't eat too much candy. I want to thank Charm for all of her beautiful music. Please go visit her website and her YouTube channel. The link is in the description below. Bless Vincent Moretto for his heavy metal tavern music. Both these artists were nice enough to let us use their music royalty free. But from all of us to all of you, thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
I'm gonna make some gold.
Go have some fun and make something wonderful.